Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Stephanie, and today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Luke 23, verses 28 through to 56. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. Luke 23:28-56. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, where they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, 'He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one.' The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, 'If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself.' There was also an inscription over him: 'This is the King of the Jews.' One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, 'Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.' But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' And he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And he said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.' It was now about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' And having said this, he breathed his last. Now, when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, 'Certainly this man was innocent.' And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. Now, there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked him for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in stone, where no one had ever yet been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in the words or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond in either prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through his word. Consider now how we practice Luke 23 verses 28 to 56 in our everyday living. How is this scripture forming your life? And what is one way you can apply this word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's Word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.